By my research accounts, you've given more than $700 million to charity.
Over eight.
Okay. OSU, relief efforts for Hurricane Katrina, University of Texas, programs for the well-being of families, children, teenagers, and animals. And just a few days ago, you joined 40 other wealthy men and women in giving at least half your wealth to charitable organizations.
I'm on record in 83 in Fortune magazine saying that 90% of my net worth would go to charity.
So you were already there, more than
that. That's what I told Bill Gates. I said, I've already said I'd do 90%. He said, well, you do 50 with us? I said, sure, I'll be glad to.
And so Bill and Melinda Gates have solicited the pledges known as the Giving Pledge. Was there a secret dinner and everybody gets together, 40 wealthy people, or did they just do this on the phone and ask for you?
Well, I was talking to him about energy, and then he asked me to do it. And so we're trying to understand the energy question together, and he asked me. I said, sure, I'll be glad to. So it was a brief telephone conversation.
You've given nearly $500 million to OSU.
It'd be between $400 and $500 million.
We have Boone Pickens Stadium, and obviously you want their whole school to be competitive in athletics and academics. Are they coming there to that point now, say, in football?
We've got a long way to go. Football, I don't think we're competitive to the level that I want to see us. That, you know, if Boise State can elevate, Oklahoma State can too. I'm not happy with the fact that we haven't beaten Texas or Oklahoma in the last 5 years.
The academics criticize you for giving so much to athletics.
Oh, listen, they better be careful on that. I've helped the academic side there. I've generated probably with my funds, matching funds, everything else, over $300 million that's gone to the academic side, in particular to professorships and chairs for the faculty. No, I've got nice letters from the faculty on that. If somebody's complained about that recent, I'd be real surprised.
At first they did, and I haven't heard anything recently. But isn't it interesting, though, particularly football, it does become kind of the selling point to the nation about your school.
There's no question it does. NCAA football is huge in America. There's no question. If you win, you want to win honestly. Don't ever drift from the honest approach to winning. I made that real clear to them. I said, fellas, if you start cheating, I said, I can tell you, you're going to lose your most enthusiastic supporter very, very fast. I said, it won't take a minute if I'm convinced you're cheating. They know that. Staff knows that. I get along well with Gundy and the rest of the coaches and everything, but they know I want to win. Miles Brand, who was head of NCAA, he told me one time, he said, if more big supporters would do what you do, tell the football coaches that if you cheat, you'll lose me. He said, I can tell you a lot of it, it's clear up real quick. And there's nothing hazy about how I feel or what I say, and everybody, if they want to know, they can just ask me the question.
Have you said I am or I'm not on the five-year plan? You're at 82 now, and haven't you talked about that?
5 years is too long for me to have a plan. I've had a five-year plan at Oklahoma State, and we're through the 5 years, so I want to see results.
What known individuals from the past, presidents, oil people, or other fields that you admire?
Ronald Reagan, number one. I mean, he was a real president. People said, did you have meetings with him? I've had some meetings with him. Did you influence him? No, I did not. I'm not kidding you. To me, he had two traits that I admired so much. One was that anybody that heard him speak said, that's a sincere, honest man. And I may not agree with him, but he's approachable. And if I had 15 minutes with him, I think I could change his mind. He's a nice man, and he's very polite. Could you change his mind? No. Anytime I ever tried to change his mind, I got nowhere. But I'll tell you what, he was right enough that it's better than any president that I've ever voted for.
You've contributed to the Ronald Reagan Library. I saw pictures on the wall with you with Nancy. She was very appreciative for what you did for them.
I'm on the board of trustees here.